this didn't happen. And so the months from March until August are now, in retrospect, just a row of waiting, days of waiting. I was supposed to start training in May. And when in the middle of May there wasn't an agreement, I contacted the health insurance and found out that they had denied my application. And then we had to write objections. We had to get statements from the eye specialist, from my mobility teacher, from the dog trainer. And it was then denied again. And so in summer, I think in June or July, we had to inform social court. Then the health insurance sent out people to again examine our place and me as a person, and I had to show them if I was able to walk. And then in August I got informed that the case in social court wouldn't be further examined. And then in August I really felt like I would never ever get a dog, because all this time Taylor was waiting and he couldn't work, and I was so scared the school would just give him to another client who didn't have so many problems with the health insurance. But they didn't. And the August was a terrible month. It was hot. I didn't know where to turn to. I didn't know where to focus on. And I had almost lost hope that I would get a dog. And then I suddenly got an email. So I got an email from a woman, from a lady, and I didn't know the name. But the subject line said guide dog. And I opened it and there was stated that my application for a guide dog had been accepted, and that I could start training now. And this moment was so incredible, because normally the health insurance contacted me via mail, so on paper, not in the internet. And so I just wasn't prepared. And then it was not the lady who normally contacted me, so I didn't know her name. And and then suddenly I really out of the blue, I got accepted. And then on the 8th of September, my training started. Taylor and the dog trainer came to Kiel. We practiced for 3 weeks. And on the 26th of September, I graduated with Taylor. And then the trainer left and I had this black little monster here with me, who is sleeping peacefully while I'm talking about all this. And the last month, so between September and now, have brought so many changes. My anxiety problem has changed. Of course, it isn't gone, but since Taylor is here to accompany me, a lot of problems just were gone. I cannot really sum it up, but it's just something inside, you know. When I feel bad and I have him, I do not get in such a downward spiral as I did before. And just his presence is so valuable to me. Yeah, and about the month after September, I still cannot really say a lot, because I feel like I'm still in the middle of them. But I think this was my year, or our year, 2014 in one audio boo. And I would really be interested in some other reviews of the year. If anyone would like to post one, I would be really interested. And I hope you have a good last day of this year and a good party if you do celebrate into the new year. And I'm sure we will also hear from another in 2015.